The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
In today's gospel, just by chance, we have the story of the very first come and see weekend in all of history. Two young men had been drawn to John the Baptist out of an inner sense that God was calling them to something. And then John redirects them to Jesus, saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God." These words resonated with an inner voice that told them that this is what they had been looking for. Or more precisely, this is what the Lord had been looking for from them. Jesus saw that they had been following him around, so he popped the question, "What are you looking for?" And they answered his question with a question of their own, "Where are you staying?" Implying that they wanted more than just to hear him teach. They wanted a deeper connection with him. They wanted to know him with their heart, not just know about him with their mind. They wanted to share his life. That's why they wanted to know where he was staying. They wanted to share his mission, living for something bigger than themselves. And so what does Jesus say? Quite literally, "Come and see." One of the two was probably John the Apostle, and the other was Andrew, who then went and got his brother Simon Peter to come and see as well. And notice in our text it says it was about 4 p.m, which implies, since the Sabbath begins at sundown, that if the next day was the Sabbath, they were going to have to spend the whole night and the whole next day with Jesus to avoid traveling on the Sabbath. So this was truly a come and see weekend. And not only did they come, not only did they see, they also listened. They listened to the Lord, and they listened to their own heart. And with that, they began a journey that would last the rest of their life. Jesus called, and they responded. Well, what brought you to this come and see weekend? Surely you too were drawn by an inner sense that God is calling you to something, even if you do not quite yet know what that is. During this time together, our seminarians have shared something of their stories about how something in their life redirected their gaze to Jesus, a "Behold the Lamb of God" experience of one sort or another, which produced in them a growing perception that this is what they had been looking for. Or more precisely, this is what the Lord had been looking for from them, which led them, first of all, to become more active in their faith, following Jesus around, so to speak. And then someone popped the question, "What are you looking for? Have you ever thought about being a priest? God has given you all the qualities you need to be a good one." I'll bet probably most all of you have had that experience. Someone has asked you that question. And isn't it true that you too want more than just to hear him teach? That you too want a deeper connection with Jesus? That you too want to know Jesus with your heart and not just know about him with your mind? Deep down, don't you too want to share his life and to share his mission, living for something bigger than yourself? And so to you too, Jesus said, "Come and see." And so like those first disciples, you came. And you spent a night and part of a day, and not only saw, but also began to listen. As you leave this Come and See weekend, I encourage you to continue to listen with your heart, opening your heart to the point that you're ready to begin a journey with Jesus that will last the rest of your life. Speaking regarding myself, Jesus didn't just call me to the priesthood. He certainly didn't just call me to the priesthood and then leave the ball in my court, okay with whatever I decide. He wasn't like those parents that say to their sons, do whatever you want. Whatever will make you happy, that will make me happy. Whatever you want. Jesus doesn't operate that way. He didn't just call me, he chose me for the priesthood. And then he waited for my response. But he would not have been okay with any response other than see. Rather, other than yes. He asked me in Spanish, I guess. He wouldn't have been content with any response other than yes. Because after all, yes was what faithfulness required of me. To say no would have been unfaithful to him. To tell God no, you know, we pray in the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done, not my will be done. And the same should be true for every priest and for every one of you. If Jesus has chosen you to be a priest, the only response possible for a faithful young man is, yes, of course, thy will be done. Andrew, Peter, and John began their 3 years traveling around the Holy Land with Jesus, accompanying him, their seminary experience, you could say, right after their Come and See weekend in the first chapter of John's Gospel. Well, how about you? You've come and you've seen. So what is the Lord asking of you?